Missouri Net News. I'm Jason Taylor. Jefferson City Police in Mid-Missouri shot a suspect they believe was involved in a domestic dispute with threats of violence early this morning. While investigating, officers were confronted by the suspect and during a confrontation discharged their weapons and struck the suspect. The 40-year-old white male was pronounced dead at a hospital. The Missouri Highway Patrol has been asked to investigate the shooting. Residents gathered in Carl Junction near Joplin yesterday for a prayer vigil in the wake of the Las Vegas shooting. Nearly 50 people came together at the Fur Road Christian Church last night, where Pastor Dan Tony told KZRG it was important to bring everyone together while supporting those who are dealing with the tragedy in Las Vegas. A green lender that recently expanded into Missouri is responding to complaints of unaffordable loans being offered to customers. Renovate America says it's taken steps to make sure its borrowers are aware that their loans are repaid as line items on property tax bills. Company spokesperson Ellen Quall says the company has adopted the practice of contacting customers before their first payments are due.
For more than a year now, we've been sending a first payment reminder letter to say, remember, this is coming on your property taxes. The company doesn't bill it separately. It's billed through the property taxes. We just want to remind folks to look for that and to save up.
Renovate America has financed $10 million in projects for roughly 650 homeowners in Missouri. It came under federal scrutiny after its independent contractors were accused of misleading customers about loan terms. Jeff Rorta, a St. Louis police union leader known for controversial comments, has announced he's running for Jefferson County executive. Earlier this year, Rorta called fellow Democrat and mayoral candidate Tashara Jones a race baiter and cop hater. Last year, Rorta suggested former President Barack Obama was responsible for the shooting deaths of five police officers in Dallas. There were three shootings last night in St. Louis, the third of which was fatal when a man was struck in the head and pronounced dead at a hospital. The Post-Dispatch reports a man was found shot multiple times in the chest at about 5:39 p.m., while a woman was hit by a stray bullet shortly afterward. Both were conscious and breathing when they were taken to a hospital. Planned Parenthood wins another fight to expand abortion services in Missouri. Elisa Nelson reports.
The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that Planned Parenthood can continue with plans to obtain abortion licenses for its Columbia, Joplin, and Springfield clinics. The court denied the state of Missouri's stay motion that would have blocked the organization from offering abortions. Currently, abortion services are available in two Missouri cities, Kansas City and St. Louis. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
A 4-year-old boy died yesterday after a house went up in flames at Mid-Missouri's Montauk County, according to the City of California Fire Department. The child had been trapped in a mobile home. This is Missouri Net News.